Terry Hukriti is with me in the studio right here on KTWH. Terry is a longtime supporter of the radio and all things Two Harbors, and also a volunteer at the Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Thank you, Terry, for being with us here this morning.
Good morning, Katya. You bet.
Good morning. Now, we talk a lot in the early mornings when we go for walks and run into you and your dog, and it's always a beautiful morning. I know that we have a similar appreciation for the beauty of this area and what it can provide, and the Bear Grease is really a big part of that. Tell us about your history of involvement with the Bear Grease.
Well, we got my wife and I got involved as volunteers a number of years ago, and then shortly after that, they were looking for new board members, so I joined the board.
Oh.
I was on the board for 10 years, and as goes with a lot of boards, it's kind of an up and down. You have good feelings, bad feelings.
Yeah.
And
boards are people, too.
They are. And so we ended up, I ended up backing away from that about 4 years ago and just stayed very involved. I worked real closely with the trail coordinator, doing a lot of behind the scenes preparatory work for the race, the things that I enjoyed doing. I'm not a very good politician, so boards aren't always the best fit for me. And
you just want to do the work.
I just want to do the work, and I like doing the work. And then for the last, I suppose, 8 to 10 years, I've worked directly at the starting the teams, which is always fun. And I know pretty much all the mushers. So
wow, yeah. That is cool.
Yeah.
So having been on the board, you have a little bit of an inside view. How much of the Bear Grease is really locally created? Like, is the board, I guess I think of it as sort of such a big entity that it could come from anywhere in the country, but maybe it's more local than I thought.
I would say from a local perspective, the bulk of the board members have always been from the Duluth area. There's larger population. There's always been a smattering of people from up and down the shore, though several past board members are Two Harbors residents. And my key port is a Grand Portage. He's actually the current president. Mm-hmm. He's the great-grandson of John Bear Grease,
really?
Actually himself.
And he's so the president of the board.
He's the president of the board.
That's
now.
That's cool.
And I've worked with Mike quite a few years, and he's a great guy, good to work with. And so very few of the board members come outside of, you know, I would say the North Shore area.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it is a homegrown.
Yep.
And has been going on for decades.
Yes.
It used to be longer.
It used to be all the way to the border and back, up to Grand Portage and back. And then about 6-7 years ago, we made the decision to make it a one-way race. We loop a little bit further inland. But that was a combination of a number of things. And one of the biggest things is volunteers, which are a huge part of the race. And when you have an up and back race, you have to have volunteers at road crossings. And you can imagine how strung out these teams can get running faster and slower. And
right.
That means these volunteers sit at these board crossings for a couple of days at times, because they're there when they go up, then they have to be back there when the teams come back down the shore. So,
yeah. There's so many things you got to think about that you don't think about if you're just going to watch the
yes.
start or going to watch the finish. And I know my dad is a huge fan of the Bear Grease and just considers it about the most exciting thing that happened when he moved to northern Minnesota. Was
I see him every
be
year.
Part of the Bear Grease. Yeah. So let's talk about 2024. It is a big year. You have a lot to manage and to anticipate. And right now we have a lot of warmth and not a lot of snow. So what are you guys talking about?
Well, it's the 40th anniversary of the race, so we're really hoping that we can pull it off this year. What I can tell you is that you don't need a crystal ball to look outside and know that it's not likely to happen on the 30th.
And let's just talk about a few of the things that maybe people don't think of. Like, of course, you need some kind of snowpack for
right.
the dogs to run. That would be a baseline. What kind of snowpack do you need?
You need, typically, we want to see a minimum of a 10-inch hard pack snow base. And that's a musher and dog team safety. It's You know, you don't want rocks and things. They hurt the dog's feet. But the biggest thing with that snowpack is if you've watched the race or any of the various Alaska shows that might be on TV, when you see a dog team, you'll see they have a rope with a long hook on it. And that is the snow hook, and it needs a hard surface to bite into. These teams are powerful. And think of it as the anchor on a boat. Mm-hmm. And this is the anchor for that dog team. And the musher may need to anchor that sled so he can go up and untangle dogs, sometimes take a dog out that's either injured or not running well. And that's his lifeline to hold that powerful team there while he tends to the rest of his team. And without that, it's just an unsafe condition. And, you know, looking at this year, even if we got a couple of big storms sometime in January, it's probably not going to help with the snowpack. And also a lot of this race covers river crossings, mm-hmm. lake crossings, things like that. They're not frozen. They're not safe. And we need to be able to run groomers and teams across those safely. So that's a big yeah. aspect of this that a lot of people don't think about. But the other part of it is, the other flip side of this is, we can't cancel it last minute because there's a lot of moving parts. There's permitting.
Right.
There's again, the volunteers. And the volunteers aren't just road crossing. We have a huge veterinarian team that come from all across the state of Minnesota. They take vacations. Mm. They plan this a year ahead of time. We need to give them ample notice to adjust their schedule and be fair to them that this isn't going to happen. There's hotel reservations.
Right.
There's a
right.
lot of factors involved.
There is so much involved that I have noticed, you know, big events tend to cancel rather than reschedule. And I'm sure it's just a matter of all that has to change. And yet, with weather getting more unpredictable and just a little more erratic, it just seems like events are going to really need to be more nimble. What are you guys doing?
Well, right now the board actually meets the 2nd of January. And that is, we are officially on the 2nd going to, for right now, postpone the race. The new start date will be March 3rd. And we're hoping we have ample snow, safe conditions by then to do this, especially being the 40th running.
Yeah.
We really like to pull it off this year. You know, the looking ahead of the weather, it looks like could happen. So, you know, the weather's weather. We never know.
Right.
But that.
Meaning the long-term forecast is for potentially more snow
cold.
In February and cold.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. So that's what we're hoping for. And one of the unfortunate aspects of this postponement is the Cub Run, which is the little kids, the junior mushers, the kids just getting into it. It's a really, really fun event.
It is a really fun event.
Yeah. Two Harbors has been gracious enough the last several years to allow us to use the golf course to run this on. And it's a real nice short primer course for the kids because it kind of goes through the woods, follows a lot of the course outline, and it gives them a little bit of that feel that they're running on a trail. But the Bear Grease is like any other sporting event. There's schedules, there's routines, and with our reschedule date, we have to look at a bunch of other races that these teams have committed to.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cub Run is always the week before. Well, the week before is the Wolf Track Classic up in Ely. Most of these mushers, their dogs, their kids even, will be at that event. So we're not going to be able to reschedule the Cub Run this year. It's going to end up being canceled.
Okay.
So,
well, I think most of us hopefully can really stay focused on the prize, which is the hope that you will pull off a Bear Grease in early March. You say a couple snowfalls in January wouldn't necessarily cover it. What is it going to take? Does it just have to have, you know, at least a foot, at least several weeks in advance? You know, what do you need? And when are you going to know? When's the decision to change that if you need to?
Well, we'll probably make that decision very similarly about a month before that March 3rd date. And we might try to push it back to 3 weeks before. But again, there's a lot of people that are involved that we need to be fair to and give them a chance to adjust their schedules. We should know, you know, well in advance if it's going to happen. We need the rivers to freeze, the swamps to freeze, the lakes to freeze first, a hard freeze.
Right.
To where most of the trails we run on are groomed. A lot of them a lot of this runs on the state trail up and down the North Shore. The groomers have to be able to run, and that's really what packs the trail, is that groomer packs it. And so if we get some consistent, reliable snows, we should be able to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So we're all rooting for snow.
Yeah.
What's the morale like for the board and others that are involved right now? Are people discouraged? Or I know you've had issues before and have even canceled before.
We have canceled once before in 2007, and we did postpone it in 2013. So we were able to run it later that day. And so the morale is cautiously optimistic for the rescheduled date, and that's about all you can do is hope and look ahead and wish for good things for everybody. And that's pretty much where we're at with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, so the spirit of the Bear Grease really is the quintessential Northland winter. And so you have a lot of people rooting for you. Thank you, Terry, for your work with us. Is there anything you'd like to add before we sign out?
No, thanks for the support of the community. I mean, Two Harbors has been a big supporter of this, the radio broadcast updates, and we appreciate their involvement. And we're always looking for more volunteers that are interested in being a part of this. It's a really fun event to be a part of. The people at Road Crossings make a party of it. They build bonfires and a lot of camaraderie, and it gets you out in the winter. It's a real fun activity for the kids. And so
I'm sure you're always looking for new volunteers.
We are, yeah.
And you can sign up via the Bear Grease website, I believe.
Correct, yep.
Consider that, listeners. And thank you so much, Terry, for being here. Maybe we'll have you again before the Bear Grease. We'll see.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That was Terry Creedy speaking with us from the station. Terry is a Two Harbors resident and a volunteer with the Bear Grease.